the headlines. Northwestern PF calls for CFOs and government unified partnership, and Chakotay hails media reporting on energy sector. Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Grandson Katambi has called for a unified front between the government and civil society organizations, CSOs, to foster inclusive and sustainable development while promoting transparency and accountability in human rights advocacy. Colonel Katambi said the role of civil society organizations in Zambia remains indispensable and vivid, noting that they have contributed significantly to the advancement in democratic governance, inclusive development, and social justice. Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote has praised the media in Zambia for their role in informing the public through their reporting about the energy sector. Mr. Chikote said the accurate and efficient reports on the reforms and growth plans in the sector have boosted investor interest to invest in the area of energy. News 360. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
The fire service in Hong Kong says the fire alarms were not working properly in the tower blocks where the territory's worst blaze in decades happened. The number of people confirmed to have died in the fire has risen to 128. Hundreds of people are now known to have died in flooding which struck South and Southeastern Asia this week. The Indonesian island of Sumatra was the worst affected. Rescue services there are struggling to cope as roads and communication infrastructure have been severely damaged by heavy rain.
US dollar is trading at 22 kwacha 92 ngwe. The Great British pound is trading at 30 kwacha 34 ngwe. The euro is trading at 26 kwacha 55 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 33 ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Manchester United's proposed new Old Trafford Stadium is one of 22 venues named in the UK's bid to host the 2035 Women's World Cup. Old Trafford is not considered for the 2028 Men's European Championship, and its redevelopment is still in its planning stage. England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland joined bid stands unopposed and could be ratified by a vote in the FIFA Congress in 2026. Lusaka's focus is mostly sunny and hot. A warning has been given of possible danger of dehydration and heatstroke while doing strenuous activities, with the maximum temperature peaking at 33 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear to partly cloudy, with the temperature dropping to as low as 19 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Northwestern PS calls for CSOs and government unified partnership, and Chakotay hails media reporting on energy sector. My name is Terence Makondo.
This is Hunter's Summer. It's not just a season, it's a mindset, a mood, a movement. It's every chilled moment shared, every vibe turned all the way up. And when it's time to match the mood, two flavors, unlimited refreshment. Go be refreshed this Hunter's Summer. Hunter's.
Not for sale to persons under the age of 80.
Fruity, 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 fruity.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
For hit music lineup next. Check one. This is Rock FM 96.5 Lusaka.
And there's a world where we'll be free.
number one hit music station.
Ever that there's for me, I go smoke some minute, drink for some minute. Jiggy, yes, so I put the key. It's the last body. It's a money go check, ma. Money long go.
Million,